transmission coming up. May just rekindle your will to live.
It feels like times have changed.
Make your noise, Mac. Biting like a saber tooth.
Can I get down? Let me get down. Let me get down.
Can I get down?
Get down.
Midnight.
Night shift, I say.
It's not like anything else.
Night shift.
Ça, c'est déjà beaucoup moins sympa.
Night shift.
Comment ça, j'ai compris?
I love Byron. I love Byron.
Somebody had a dream again? Huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to...
Not exactly the electric chair. I'm going to count to 10 as you're falling asleep. And when I'm finished, you'll be deeply, deeply asleep. 1, falling asleep. 2, 3, falling asleep. 4, falling asleep. 5, falling asleep.
keeps anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. It's an invisible barrier. Keeps anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry.
Tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. The name of the show.
Night Shift.
All right, so if you've been listening and you've been on since midnight, since we came on, and you've just been hearing music, that's a large part of the show. We call the kind of music we play here damn good music. And if you've heard the show before, then you know this, and you know where this is heading. But I have to introduce the cast of characters that is here. First, Chris, you're on the phone. Chris, are you there?
Yes. I just want to say how much I love Night Shift.
You love Night Shift almost as much as Byron.
But I love Chris.
You love Chris. Yeah.
And I love Byron.
And you love Byron. It's just a love
thing. And I love Chris Griffin. Is he there?
Chris Griffin.
How are you doing, Chris? You sound very healthy.
I'm just so excited.
He's a happy man.
Woo!
He's a happy man.
And I love you, Chris.
Griffin's in the house.
Yeah, I'm not confused.
Byron's not confused. He understands and can clarify love. So, in the spirit of love, okay, so we've got Chris Taylor, Chris Griffin, Byron Saunders, and I'm Mike Sargent, and this is Night Shift, and life is like science fiction. But here's the thing. I wanted to put this out there because Chris Griffin is here. You know, it's something we talk about because we all kind of, the boys, we kind of get together once a month and hang. And not really once a month, but we make sure we do it at least 8-9 times a year. And the whole
number's
idea,
going up.
Yeah, the number's going up. The whole idea, though, is to and that's part of what it is here on Night Shift. There have been many memorable times, memorable shows, many memorable moments of Night Shift. And hopefully for you, however long you've been listening, you've had moments where you listen to the show and whatever we said or the music took you or something Chris said or something Byron did, you know, and hopefully then those are part of the memories and the good feelings you have about the show. Part of the show is always the music, and it's part of the soundtrack of the show. And of course, we're offering it to you so you can get it as a soundtrack of your life. But the whole idea for you, for us, is to enjoy this time. And I would love to have a show where I do a show with Chris and Byron and Chris Griffin, and we get all these pledges, Byron, and people are pledging money and they're supporting and they're going to get the DGM, which is Damn Good Music, the collection, and it wouldn't that be a nice memory?
For how much now?
$35. Only $35. Yes. Here's what we do. Now, here, this music you're listening to, this is all part of the DGM. Yes, I went back and I expanded. Last week I had 31 tracks.
31.
I looked before we came. Okay, and I have it with me. 31 tracks, but I came back and I added another 40.
Oh, wow.
Same collection. Wow. Same collection. That's right. If you ordered it last week, if you pledged last week, you get it. But so, now, can you do the math? Who can do the math? Chris, can you do the math? 31 plus 40.
I spent the whole weekend, Mike, listening to a copy of the Winter 2016 DGM. I spent the whole weekend listening to the tracks, and I'm still not done. I'm you know what I'm saying?
Incredible.
It was unbelievable. Like, I'm the most unbelievable Mike has done. If everyone doesn't get this, you're missing out. The whole weekend, everybody. That's it.
And this is our last marathon show with the DGM for this collection. So, $35, you can call now, 212-209-2950. Just say, I want the Winter DGM, Winter 2016, okay, DGM. But I'm telling you, I've gone deep. And because Valentine's Day is coming, and you can get this electronically. Oh, no, you don't even have to wait for your CD. If you email me,
you have Valentine's Day music on.
Yes, I have. I have some romantic DGM. Yes, goodness. I do.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Romantic DGM, if you can believe it. It's you know, it's you have to keep exploring. So now I have where, you know, stuff that'll make you get up and move. I have stuff that'll take you in a certain place. And then, Byron, I've got a few surprises.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Some let's just put it this way. It takes a lot of courage to redo a classic, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And there are a few DGM that I have here where classic. They redo some classics and you're like,
you know, bring it on, my brother. Yes, bring it on.
You kind of get Shatner on it. You're like, that's so good. You know. So there's that. So if you can call, or if you don't want to call, you know, and you just are well right now during the show, you can go online. And at WBAI.org, you know, you go to the website, there's a place there where you can donate and you can find it. You just put in Winter DGM 2016 and then you can get that and get it during the
71
show.
Tracks.
Oh, total. Look, Byron did the math. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My very goodness. Good,
outstanding.
71 tracks. Okay. Over 6 hours of music. Over 6 hours. As a matter of fact, it's a little under 8 hours. That's like a song, and you're just walking around. Now, you can get a CD, okay? It's one of the MP3 CDs. We'll put a lot on there. Or, okay, I'll send it to you. Now, here's the deal. We give this to you free. It's like a sampler for you to discover who all these artists are and go out and support them just for supporting WBAI. So, Chris, you've been enjoying the winter, and you only got volume one, because volume two was the rest of this. This is what you're going to hear some of this morning.
Yeah, I don't even have all of it. I just get caught up in one cut, yes. And then you just want to keep hearing it over and over again.
Exactly. For me, there's certain tracks where I'm just like, okay.
I'm not making this up. I'm telling everybody the truth. That's the truth. I listened to the over and over. There's something wrong with me. But just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You got to get it.
That's right.
Winter 2016 DGM.
212-209-2950. So I'm going to lean heavy on the music, but I do have some Life is Like Science Fiction. And I do have something that we're going to discuss here. We've all met this person, okay? Someone who has... Do you know...
No, you are going to share that.
I will share that. Yeah. And Chris, have you ever heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect?
I don't think so.
Okay. Stay tuned. By the way, man, this is something that happened to you. A romantic DJ. You're getting better. Yes.
I just need to find someone.
All right, so here's the deal. If you want to get it electronically, all you do is you call or you go online and you'll get like a receipt and you just email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. With that receipt number, I will email it to you so you get it right away. In time. Valentine's Day. Yes, thank you, Byron.
It sounds like gravitating towards the first date.
Yes. That's like the montage of C. Byron just turning on the charm. I've seen you do it, Byron. I've seen you turn it on. Right. I'm going to go to another track because there's so many on this one. You'll be, and this is...
71.
71. I'm just going to go through the 40 tracks of the new volume, because last week I played a good chunk of... what we had.
Yeah, it was really great stuff.
But again, the criteria for damn good music is music that takes you somewhere. Mm-hmm.
That one came from out of, you know,
I wasn't sure about that. You weren't sure where it was going to go.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? Were you with it?
It's a haunting song. Oh,
yeah, I'm talking to you, Chris Taylor.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, it's got that mystery vibe to it. Like,
yes.
I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm going to be cool with that.
Exactly. A police Martin knows very well.
hello.
I'm going to let you hear this. This is something I've played on the show, but I've never put it on a collection before, but this is such late night. When they make... There are certain tracks of music where I picture the producers, and you've heard me say this before, where they just know, like, all right, this is going to get played on Night Shift. You know what I'm saying? So, you tell me what you think of this, Chris Griffin.
One, two.
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong key.
Anybody here?
Hear myself sing.
That one lures you in. I like that.
That one's nice.
You're listening to Night Shift. Do you like it, Chris Griffin?
Yes.
What about you, Chris Taylor?
This is different. This is a different kind of vibe.
Yes, it is.
This is kind of like wondering if I completed everything I wanted to do with my life.
I was about to say the same thing, questioning.
Yes, it is.
See, well, if I'm being completely honest here, which is what I'm getting into, you know, like being completely honest, but that's what it feels like.
Questioning.
Is he questioning himself, or is he questioning the person he's with?
You're talking to me?
Yes, no. He is.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I'm questioning myself, you know, did I'm pondering my life, basically. It's the preponderance of all that was in my life song. Reflection.
And the revealing part is that he asks himself, is anybody here?
Right, because he made the same mistake again.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You said it.
Is anybody here?
That's how I feel like when I don't see pledges coming in.
Can we see the pledges?
Anybody here? Yes. 212-209-2950. Pick up the phone. Give us a pledge right now. 71 amazing, amazing pieces. DGM, people. Damn. Good music.
Is anybody here?
212-209-2950. That's right. Pick up the phone. Make a pledge.
Anybody here?
and get all 71 tracks.
Yes.
Only WBAI on Night Shift.
Yes.
212-209-2956. Make a pledge. Thank you. That's right. We appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Come on. That's right. It's your turn. You're next. Make that pledge.
Yes.
212-209-2956.
Make that pledge.
Make that pledge.
Yes. Yes.
71 tracks.
Yes.
Anybody here?
Make that pledge.
Right now.
Yes.
212.
Yes.
209-2950.
Thank you, Byron. That's very good. The Byron mix.
All
right, now check this track out. I like these experimental.
Yeah, there's, you're bringing them a lot of variation. I'm bringing
it, you know, do something.
Go back home.
Forget about anything else, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yes.
You're just into the groove, you know what I'm saying?
Enjoy.
Are you with it, Chris Taylor?
Yes, I am.
Now, what about you, Chris Griffin? What kind of groove do you see this is? What did you picture?
Another dimension.
Another dimension, all right. Yes. Now, what sort of dimension?
It's an alternate reality.
You, Chris Taylor?
Yeah. I think that, it's kind of like you're not sure what's going to happen next.
Just like listening to Night Shift.
Something. There was a lot of light. That's all.
How you can listen to this and not want to own this collection? I don't understand. What about you, Chris Griffin? Are you?
Hey, that piece right there now says, and now it's clear.
And now it's clear. Yes. I traveled to the other dimension, and now
it's clear.
And now it's clear. What's your impression there, Chris Taylor?
You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. If the second half is any as good as the first half of what I just spent the weekend listening to, without a doubt, I would be all over this second part of the collection and all about getting my own copy of all this incredible music, because it is a portal.
That's right. Well, portal to all these artists that you don't know about. You're like, wow.
Come on.
A portal.
I like
it.
That.
I mean, it can lead you to enough music.
Yes.
That will last you.
Yes.
The next 2 years at
it's
least.
It's a portal. A portal to another dimension of
exactly.
Music.
It is a portal to another dimension. You gotta get out of the portal and get in.
This is what they, Chris, when they're wheeling him away.
Get me, my doozy arm. Help me, help me. Wait a second. I got one call. Call Mike Sargent, please. Wait, he's not answering. Hello, Mike. Help me.
It's a classic. I was rocking this about, you know, 8 years ago. Close your eyes.
Come on and ride. On a ride. Come on and ride. Don't you wanna ride? Come on.
I saw something. There's a lot of lights.
I'm talking about it, and I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
No idea.
Why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm talking about it. I saw something. They saw something.
We all saw something.
And hopefully we all called 212-209-2950. I made a pledge for the Winter DGM, Winter 2016. So, you like this track, Chris Griffin?
Yes, I like that a lot.
It's good. Get up. Go ahead. Do it. All right, I got another track. This one I think you'll like better.
Thus far, DGM. Damn good music.
And then I do have some stories, and I do want to explain what the Dunning-Kruger effect is. We'll have to turn on the lights, though.
Yeah, but I can't see it.
I know. This is some of that romantic, DGM.
Get ready. Get ready for love. It's love weekend, y'all.
Get ready for love.
Love weekend. Come on, make love.
Não posso mais lutar contra o que sinto. Se sinto o que penso, você está sempre comigo. Não posso mais mentir. Eu tinha muito medo, agora sei que eu te quero. Eu não vou fugir dessa vez, não.
212-209-2950. Get your 71 cuts of DGM right now. Make that pledge. Thank you so very much. Make another pledge. Thank you.
She's singing to you, Byron.
Any day of the week.
This is like vacation music to me.
Exactly. I'm thinking that Bahamas.
I'm on the Bahamas. I'm on the beach.
You've arrived.
Exactly. I went back in time. I'm with Raquel Welch.
All right, now check this out.
Tell me what you think of this. Chris Taylor. They just know that this would get played on Night Shift. What do you think of that, Chris Griffin?
Oh, man. You know, I love that. I love that piece.
It was great.
You know, this is like the best source for that type of music.
Night Shift.
DGM.
Yes. You find music. Like Chris Taylor, were you digging that?
Oh, I said it was majestic. It's just majestic to me. That's, you know, and it's perfect for Night Shift, and it's exactly what we listen to.
Exactly.
What we grew on.
And you could feel it. You could feel it. I could feel it.
And it's so bizarre because it's amazing how many different artists there are out there that have captured that kind of vibe and sound.
I concur. I'm just. Were you with it, Byron? Were you with that track? Byron, you were.
I saw something.
You saw something.
I saw something.
Byron.
And then we all saw a lot of the lights.
All right, you have to turn on. Speaking of light, you got to turn on the light now, Byron.
All right.
So we can actually see in here.
We're
setting the mood. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to read this to you and let this sink in because we've all met this person.
Uh-oh.
One or the other. Okay. Something called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Uh-oh.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which relatively unskilled persons suffer illusory superiority, mistakenly assessing their ability to be much higher than it really is. Dunning and Kruger attributed this bias to a metacognitive inability of the unskilled to recognize their own ineptitude and evaluate their own ability accurately. The research also suggests corollaries. Highly skilled individuals may underestimate their relative competence and may erroneously assume that tasks which are easy for them are also easy for others.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What does it sound like to you?
I'm gonna cut to the root of this.
Talk to me. What does that sound like to you, sir?
That sounds like the definition of racism.
Talk to me. How so?
Read it again.
Oh, I hear you. Is that how it sounds like to you? Okay.
Read it again. Read that again. That's the definition of racism, people. The 21st century definition of racism.
Okay.
And bias. Go back and reread what they just said.
Okay.
What they calling this now?
This is called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Go ahead. Tell me if that don't sound like what the definition of racism.
I hear what you're saying. I know where you're going with this.
Go ahead.
So you're saying the Dunning-Kruger effect affects any dominant culture? Is that what you're saying?
Read it again.
Okay. The Dunning-Kruger effect, a cognitive bias in which relatively unskilled persons suffer illusory superiority, mistakenly assessing their ability to be much higher than it really is. So is that your definition of racism? Okay, Byron Saunders. I see where you're going.
Chris Taylor, did I miss something?
No, you're kind of on it. I mean, I go further. You know, my definition of racism is a white sheet.
Well, yeah, but this one was more clinical. I mean,
this one's more clinical. I think you're on it. That's Chris Griffin.
I'm in agreement.
There you go.
Byron, just like, you know, he cuts right to, you know, the
Yeah, that was jumping off the page.
No, he does not. But occasionally he does.
Well, when you're writing this stuff, you get ready. You know.
Okay. And just to top it off here, Dunning-Kruger proposed that for a given skill, incompetent people will, and again, a certain brand of racism and within a certain group that I know you're talking about, Byron.
Anyway, my case.
there's a certain brand in a certain group. All right. Anyway, Dunning and Kruger propose that for a given skill, incompetent people will fail to recognize their own lack of skill, fail to recognize the extent of their inadequacy, fail to recognize the genuine skill in others, and finally recognize and acknowledge they're exposed to training for that skill. So there it is.
I'd like to go to the dictionary for a definition of racism, please.
It's a little more complex, but the Dunning-Kruger effect is in full effect.
If they want to claim it, I will let them claim it. But
right.
It sounds to me it's very similar to the same definition that I know as racism.
Okay.
All right.
Now, speaking of bias, Byron, and power, and dominant cultures.
Yes.
And we now have things that could be considered dominant social cultures. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
All right. You tell me now, you can't really access it without a computer. Could you access it on the iPad? You don't know.
No.
All right. Anyway, you can tell us a story. Now, first of all, let me set you up here. Okay. Now, first of all, we all just to give a parallel of history here. Social media, Facebook. the idea is to connect and socialize and network and meet people and reconnect with people and just network and announce yourself, and everybody posts their thoughts and
find
and,
lost ones
and find they find lost ones. But I mean, what people do on Facebook is they post their thoughts, they post articles they've read, they post jokes, they post movies, they post clips, they post music, they post art, quotes. This is just what people do,
connecting to the global community,
and then you join groups, and Facebook encourages you to join groups. But over time, Facebook has become not just monetized, but, you know, here is the age we live in where they have your attention. They have you connected. They have their tentacles into you. They being whatever this, you know, network might be. And then we've been reading about how Facebook, you know, is doing tests on people without people knowing and all kinds of things. So and they all do this. All the social media do this. So Byron Saunders is an individual who is all about history and posting, and he's an animal. He gets up, you know, Keith, when he was living with Byron, he told me that Byron is an animal. He gets up at like 5 in the morning, he's having his coffee, and he's just tapping away, just, he's an animal. He's just at it, you know. And then when you go to Byron's page, it's full. It's like a magazine that day, the Byron Saunders magazine, with all the stuff that he puts out. You know what I'm talking about, Chris, because your friend.
Oh, yeah.
He's an animal. So, Byron,
yes,
and you've been doing this for as long as you've been on Facebook. It's just, you know, you've just expanded your power.
My power.
Okay, now, up until this time,
right,
and we've all been hearing rumblings about how it's going to happen. But up until this time, Facebook has and still is free.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Byron, tell your story.
Okay, well, as you have set it up, I every week, since I belong to over 800 groups.
Over 800.
Let me lie.
He's an animal. I told you that. He's a social animal. You cannot.
Byron just stands up on his chair. Excuse me for a second. Let me stand up on my chair. I belong to over 800.
I actually belong to over 200 groups, but uploading to those 200 groups, I am able
and
to
subgroups.
And I am
subgroups.
Able,
subgroups.
I am able to upload every week to 850,000 people.
Mm.
This is your reach. That's my reach.
That's your reach, Byron.
And I've joined groups based upon Facebook encouraging.
Yeah, listen, of course, join this group. Hey,
you're similar. Connect. Reach out,
look,
connect to the
world. Yeah, they try and tell you who you are. They're like, we know who you are. This is what you want. Well, get it,
Byron. You can upload to 850,000
people. And this is
850,000 people. That is
He's number two on his network. Keep that in mind. So go ahead, Byron.
You're number two. I love you, Byron. You're my friend.
I'm number one on my network.
You're number one. You're back to number one.
I'm number one on my network.
You're number one now.
I'm the longest running program.
But are you the top listener?
And I am the top listener.
You're back because you had the title and you lost it. But you got it. You didn't even say anything.
Anyway, the other day, Facebook restricts me and says they're going to put me on restriction for 2 weeks because I've overloaded the number of contacts that I am restricted to upload to the groups. And they wanted me to challenge it. And I challenged it. I said, excuse me, you encourage me to join the groups. I reach out to the groups that I do weekly. You see that. I don't do cursing. I don't do perverted uploads. All I do is upload history. Black history. And blogs that challenge and discuss history, arts, culture, politics, and review and discussion. So, and my show, my tagline for my show is the New Underground Railroad Express. I'm making stops in your neighborhood, all aboard the Freedom and the Freedom Land. Anyway, having said that, Facebook restricts me because of I'm overloading allowed now me to upload weekly. And they said, because of that, you're on a 2-week restriction where you can't upload to any of your groups. And I wrote back to them. I said, excuse me.
He can't even post on his own page, Chris.
On my own group page. I can't post on my own group
page. Can you post on your own page?
I can still post on my timeline.
But you can't post. Even the groups you've started, you can't post.
I can't post on
even the groups you've started, you can't post it.
Exactly.
So what are they afraid of?
Well, that's
afraid
the question.
Of Byron. So, that's what.
So I said to them, "Please explain
what about
to me
you,
because
you?
This is
very."
Them. I said, "Please explain to me," and I challenged it. I said, "I'm challenging your decision." I said, "Please explain to me why I am being censored and restricted from doing what you encouraged me to do." This, I said, "This is very odious, and I really would hope that someone would explain to me how that has broken any kind of restrictions."
Yeah, where does it say that you're not allowed exactly. to, like, what's the limit? Why are you limited?
Yeah, why are you limiting me? And that was the rationale they gave to me for saying this time that they were restricting me for 2 weeks.
And they didn't warn you first.
No, they didn't warn me. They just stopped. No.
They said, you hit it.
Yeah, you
pal.
Hit it. You can. We are not
you hit it now.
Upload to.
What's your thought on that there, Chris Taylor?
Well, first off, I guess you got to translate the 850,000 into.
That's not 850,000 on Facebook, is it?
Yeah, because the groups that I belong to. Because I belong to over 200 groups.
Okay.
And all the and yes, and everybody knows that you get about.
In total, for the 200 groups, in total, you get 850,000 people.
At least. So that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's like,
you know
the thing
is?
That says to me is that now that I've reached a peak, I can't do more. And you're asking me to use this service as a global connection, and now you can tell me I've reached the limit of global connectivity. So, you know, so for 2 weeks, but I've challenged it. But I'm just letting you all know that that's out here, and that's what, as a result of this business going as an IPO, its shareholders are actually starting to demand certain restrictions on giveaways. It's,
what do you mean
it's
giveaways?
One thing to be censored.
What giveaways?
It's one thing to be censored by a, I would call a Facebook security patrol,
Social police.
Yeah, social police who don't want you to see pornography. They don't want you to see criminal actions. They don't want you to.
I thought you mean the social police who shut you down for being too social.
Yeah, but for the institution itself, is Facebook, which we all know is a global internet. Community connecting things and connecting people, and now you're saying
but not you, Byron.
Yeah,
well you know, my overview is
I'm not the one that I'm.
You're connecting
about.
To too many people, Byron. Yeah,
but that was the rationale that they used.
Yes,
and that's what
you're connecting to too many people on Facebook.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The hell is wrong with you?
So
it is ridiculous. The whole concept is
exactly.
Ridiculous.
There's something else going on.
Exactly.
Clearly, I'll tell you what I think's going on. But I want to tell Chris.
Tell you.
I want Chris to
because
I mean basically.
And here's the thing that I challenged it on because you all know what I post. It's not like I'm posting the weirdo stuff. I'm
Black
posting
history film.
Black history, and it's 365. So it's at that point, I'm questioning why is it being,
overview is Facebook. I still think is a government organization.
Yes,
it's
a public telephone.
I think it's a government organization.
And you mean what's his name? Who's the guy who started Facebook? Zuckerman. He's a sleeper agent.
For the
CIA sleeper agent.
He's giving away all his money or most of his money because.
Oh, come on, that's just rumor. He's giving away. His money.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm happy that he is giving away. Yeah. I hope he gives away more.
He has to. The government
give
told him.
Give some away.
Good for him. Yes.
Government told him you have too much money.
But Byron, what it is
you have too
there's
much
definitely
money.
There's definitely some type of a censorship going down on you.
Yeah.
I feel that you know you have to figure out now that this has happened. You have to figure out. The counterbalance to the connection to what all that is.
Exactly.
In other words, you have to be like, okay, well, I have 25,000 Twitter accounts or a million Twitter accounts that you have to build in some kind of a safe system for yourself that you could. If you contacted a million people right now on Twitter and bought the and just mentioned what you just mentioned, it would then go global.
Yeah.
So because what's happening to you is you're being censored.
My thing is if it's happening to me, I'm sure it's happening to other people. Because I've seen certain comments made by people on Facebook who have indicated that they couldn't get a message out as a result of being taken off by
arbitrarily banned.
Yes, arbitrarily
but
banned.
But the smart thing is if they shut you down.
Yes.
they're cutting you off. That's what I'm saying is that you have to now go, okay,
go to Twitter.
I do.
Right.
I want you to say I have
UPS 800. UPS won't deliver your packages. Go to FedEx.
I do. I go to those people too. I got snail mail in the backyard, so I mean, but I do go to the other sites.
All right. You, Chris Taylor, or you, Byron Saunders, recognize this piece yet?
What's even more interesting is that the groups that I belong to, the over 200 groups,
mm-hmm.
they can still drop stuff on my timeline, but I can't respond back to them during this restricted period.
So wait, if a group, you can't comment, you can't respond.
I can't do it. But they can drop on my timeline. Mm. I get their connection, but that I can't respond to them until 2 weeks.
You caught in between, Byron.
That's right. That's a cruel punishment.
I'm just letting you all know.
They can talk to you, but you can't talk
right.
to them.
That's right.
You know
it's like being in a glass box, Byron.
I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner, Byron. Why did it take so long?
Exactly. You know, I'm not like I'm hiding.
They were understaffed.
Absolutely great. I love the effect, however, the ba 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 ba.
Yes,
I love
it. Exactly. As with it. I think it takes a certain amount of, not arrogance, but,
mm-hmm.
to redo a classic, you've got to be strong on what you've
Very
got.
True.
You better know what you're doing.
You better be strong.
Make it unique.
That's
make
right.
it your own.
That's right. You got to make a song that is so owned, you got to really make it your own.
And pay Michael Jackson on your way out.
Stop. Be nice. All right. So that was the first.
I like that, CD. By the way.
That was the first of 16 of the 40. I've gone through 16 of the 40 tracks, and it is only 1:05. Time went by very fast, if you notice, with the music and everything. We haven't even gotten to stories or anything, but did you notice how the music took you quickly? Chris, Absolutely. Were you with it? You were there?
Oh, totally.
All right. So, Mr. Saunders,
Mike,
you have a story.
Sergeant, I've got a story.
Because with the Facebook story, go to that Facebook story.
I'm going right to it. Researchers link compulsive Facebook checking to lack of sleep. I mean, how much did they pay for?
Well, you're gonna get some sleep now, Byron.
Really? Because I mean, I go to bed what 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's pretty much okay. Study correlates tiredness, crankiness, distractibility, and
distractibility.
Distractibility.
That's the name of the first album.
Social media browsing.
Okay, here's the summary.
If social you find media
yourself,
browser.
Yes, if you find yourself toggling over to look at Facebook several dozen times a day, it's not necessarily because the experience of being on social media is so wonderful. It may be a sign that you're not getting enough sleep.
Oh, they needed a study for that.
Yeah, right.
If you stay up late on Facebook, you'll be tired.
Right.
I'd like to get some funding for that.
Facebook is the preferred landing spot for sleep-deprived students, according to Gloria Mark. She's a UCI informatics professor. Whose study found a direct connection among chronic fatigue, crankiness, and greater reliance on Facebook browsing. Wow.
You know, it's so obvious, though. You know, any engaging activity is going to
exactly
burn up just, time.
This is the students, is that what they're saying? I would think it'd be like Instagram. I think Facebook's putting that out.
Well, themselves. I mean, you ask them to engage in information fact-finding, and this is what they do as college students. You're required.
See, they don't mind if you lose sleep, Byron. No, just don't connect with too many
exactly.
people.
Exactly. But that's what you do as a student anyway. You stay up late. You say you do your homework.
Yeah, well, doing the homework research, and playing on Facebook. And,
but most of it is information-guided technology.
No, it is social.
Well, that's information-guided technologies because it's giving you information about what's going on right now in
your
world.
That's socialization.
And that's part of information. So,
who calls that information? It's social, Byron.
Sharing information. Okay, I rest my case. Anyway, more Facebook stuff. Okay, Chris, are you connecting the dots on this, Chris?
See.
Anyway, interesting story.
All right, Chris, you still can't read any of this. Give me the stories I gave you.
Okay.
Because these are like Chris Griffin stories. Here's one. Okay. I thought this was very interesting. It says here, winning a competition predicts future dishonest behavior.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay. How about that one?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm gonna read it to you.
Wait, I was the chess champion. What does that mean? It's
called avarice.
Ask your landlord. All right, here it says here, we already know that some politicians and business executives will often resort to unethical means to win. For example, the recent Volkswagen scandal. And I have a whole article on the Volkswagen scandal that is total life is like science fiction, mind-blowing.
Wow.
Okay. All right, but it says here, explains Dr. Amos Schur, lecturer at the BGU Guilford Glaser Facility of Business Management and a member of the university's Decision-Making and Economic Psychology Center. It says, our research was focused on who is more likely to subsequently engage in unrelated, unethical behaviors, winners or losers. The researchers found that after a competition is over, winners behave more dishonestly than losers in unrelated subsequent tasks. Furthermore, the subsequent unethical behavior effect seems to depend on winning rather than on mere success. The research group conducted 5 studies with students in Israel. The first 2 students demonstrated that winning a competition increases the likelihood of winners to steal money from their counterparts in subsequent unrelated tasks. Studies 3A and 3B demonstrated that the effect holds only when winning means performing better than others, but not when success is determined by chance or in reference to a personal goal. Mission survey suggested that winners felt a sense of entitlement after besting their opponents in the initial competition, which the researchers say explains why they're more likely to cheat in the second contest. The subsequent unethical behavior seems to depend on winning rather than mere success. These findings suggest that the way in which people measure success affects their honesty. When success is measured by social comparison, as is with the case with winning a competition, dishonesty increases, Schur explains. When success does not involve social comparison, as in the case when meeting a set goal, defined standard, or recalling a personal achievement, dishonesty decreases. Researchers concluded that it is difficult to overstate the importance of competition in advancing economic growth, technological progress, wealth creation, social mobility, and greater equality. At the same time, it is vital to recognize the role of competition in eliciting censurable, and I like that phrase, censurable conduct. A greater tendency towards unethicality by winners is likely to impede social mobility and equality, exacerbating the disparities in society rather than alleviating them. Finding ways to predict and overcome these tendencies may be a fruitful topic for future study.
Interesting.
Is that kind of wild?
Wow.
That's kind of wild. I thought that was kind of wild.
The translations for all of that, which is very good, I understand, I get it, for me is this, is that they just define the 1%. If you take the 1%...
So if you're bored in winter, like you're born, let's say, with white privilege, you're going to be more dishonest because
Yes, because the unethical things.
Yeah, but you still have to win. You have to win at something.
It's about being superiority.
Are you bringing back the racism again?
And it's that and classism now.
The classism
and race, because if you put the two of them together, then you create a social imbalance.
Why aren't they giving you money for these studies, Barney?
Well, because they're going out to do...
If you have it all figured out,
well,
Barney.
I mean, if one uses common sense, you can get to these conclusions.
If one uses common sense, look at, he slapped me down, so...
And the athletes.
Okay, talk to me. Defend the athletes.
Would that
explain, like, the doping
I feel that mentality is not really,
a winner.
Well, it's not wiring as far as, how they think. Because they're always thinking about the big picture. And that's why we can get involved in the tear to achieve what you want to achieve in winning a race. The training, the planning, the research, everything. It's physical, it's mental work before the race itself. So, it's not like about the winning. Yes, that's good. But it's really about where it's taking you. How you're growing as an athlete. Hmm. Every competition is growth.
Yeah, but you might steal money. or use illegal drugs.
But yeah, it's cool to win too.
Let me ask you a question.
So if like you win an Oscar, then you're just going to keep, you're gonna lose weight and you're going to put yourself through hell and... What?
If this story holds true to a certain level.
Well, it's not a story, it's a study.
Well, I'm okay. Let me then rephrase it.
Rephrase that.
If this study holds true to a certain logic about the psychosis
of human beings,
of this human sickness and error, then would it be possible that at the highest levels of people who have power and control of other people, that it would stand?
Those who have won. And those who keep winning are probably corrupt. Is that what you're saying?
They are corrupt, and so that there's
well, it explains
challenge.
Politicians and,
that's what I'm saying.
CEOs, and explains why the rich don't want the poor.
The 1%. Now I go back and restate my case.
You go.
This whole study sounds like standing up the 1% sickness
mentality. Byron Saunders. Why don't they just send you the money, Byron? Yes, what were you going to say, Chris?
So basically, it comes down to this, the 1%. Hello, Byron. My Mercedes. Here are the keys.
You can take
the Mercedes, Byron. Go ahead, just for a minute.
It would be quite obvious. Lovey, hand me another bag of money.
Wait, Byron, ignore the study, Byron. Let's just go on.
When
there's
are we
no
1%. Ever going to get off this island?
Okay.
Byron, you put out all those tweets. Obviously, there's no 1%, man. No.
Okay. Listen. Okay, the 99% who you don't have. How about that one?
Oh, I love it.
$2.02-209-2950. $35 pledge. You can get the music you've been listening to. We call it DGM. Stands for Damn Good Music. We give it to you free, just for becoming a member of WAI.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask for Winter 2016 DGM. $35. Come on, 8 hours of music.
Get this, everybody. The whole weekend, I listened to just 31 or 32 cuts.
Listen to this track. You could stay on the, just put it on repeat, and you could stay on like a Life Cycle or the Rowing Machine or any of that for like an hour. You like that, right?
I love that version.
It was nice,
I
right?
Because
you know the song, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, it's a remix.
great mix.
But I'm always into the remix. You know, it's all about the remix. Did you like that, Chris? Were you there?
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm saying. It's get up and bust it.
A classic, another Night Shift classic. I've played a version of this before. I think it just, you know, just a great piece of DDM. 212-209-2950. You know you want this.
Seems I can't deny. Some days just don't feel right. I think I feel much better at night.
On Night Shift.
It's seems my favorite show.
Some days just don't feel right. Awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
I love it.
So, Chris yeah. Taylor, did you like that track?
Oh, you know, I want to say that for everyone that's listening, what you're listening to is the Winter DGM 2016. And for $35, you'll be able to get your own copy of this, which has now been expanded to 70 cuts.
71. 71.
You know, and I want to say, like, you know, if you're already a member of BAI and tonight you're just digging the scene and want to be a part of our fun night that we're all having, enjoying each other's company and grooving tonight, you can just call up and give 10, 15, 20 bucks, 5 bucks, whatever you want to do. Just show a little support. Do something tonight. Show a little bit of love, as Byron says, because we can use any money besides if you are already a member or if you want to become a member. For $35, you get this unbelievable assemblage of work that Mr. Mike Sargent has put together for you tonight. And I can't recommend it enough. And if you want to if you want a little encouragement, please, the bottom of my heart, I really, really want the station to stay here. It is a vital voice in our community. And we're all together, everybody. We're a community. We're all part of this radio station. So show your support tonight in any way you can. Oh, what a great cut. Oh, thank you. Yes. I'm just going to let this take over. Beautiful.
Such a great cut. It's such a great cut. Such
DGM, baby. That's what it's all about.
That's classic. That's classic. Yes, that's classic. We've played that There was a time where that got played quite a bit.
Yes, it's true.
But I have some interesting DGM for you. Yeah. I also have some interesting stories for you. But I'm going to let you hear this track.
Oh, it's going to blow you away.
This is an interesting track. I think you'll like it. Chris, are you with this? Or were you with both tracks?
I love it. I just
that was a pretty good version of that song, wasn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Really interesting. So, you know, it's interesting, Chris, just getting your as a music lover, you know, I sent you some old DGMs and some more recent DGMs. So you were enjoying just that discovery of new music. There's the, like, I sit here, Chris Griffin, he smiles and shakes his head like he's with it. He's like, he it's, know, an experience. You're with it, Chris. Yes
totally.
Yeah.
You know, being here and with you and Byron and Chris online and just listening to this DGM, this music, it's like, it's enhancement.
Yeah, music is so vital in our lives. And unfortunately, the music business has come under fire from itself or however, or all in, you know, the music business is not what it used to be. It's very difficult for artists to find a voice in the music business. A band trying to get some music out there, very difficult. So this not only highlights all these great artists, but music is so vital. We need to support the arts. We need to have more creative
exactly.
Endeavors. Everybody needs to just tap on their creativity. That is so vital, and it's becoming so overwhelmed with everything else out there that a lot of people are getting lost. The creative process is getting completely diminished and in some cases wiped out, and it's sad. So this is like a rediscovery. And an incredible experience to just sit and listen to these wonderful artists that Mike put together. And then you're like, wow, who are they? And let me do some exploring and type them up on the internet and look to see what they've put out and maybe some YouTube videos and so forth and such. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So you'll get accessibility to a library of bands, musicians that you may not have heard of, but you heard on Night Shift.
Exactly.
So this puts all the dots together.
And you know what else?
Oh, yeah.
You're at this on the subway.
I was embarrassed and was not. I just believed they all tried.
It's been raining.
Oh, wonderful.
Everything has a light, white dusting on it. And there's that quiet. From the snow. There's a love song, Byron.
And if you can't be creative because of whatever going on in your life right now, one option is to support creativity. So by supporting the station and all the creative forces of all these great shows that are constantly available to you, podcasts and archives, live shows, take the time right now to say, hey, if I throw them $5, $10, $20 or contribute the $35, I'm being creative with my money. And I'm helping keep radio, I would say, alive in New York. That would be the way I'd look at it. Byron?
And
you concur?
Yes, I concur, and the surrounding areas, because our reach here at BAI is for the five states. I mean,
mean, our signal is very strong. And maintaining the strength of it is supporting it as a listener. $35 gets
love
you DGM.
Love bar.
71 touch. It's the best music you'll ever get. All the
best music you'll ever get.
Different styles, different smiles.
This is not a great love song.
Dancing, love song. I mean, this is a must-have. 71 cuts.
212-205-295.
Yours. Make a pledge. Become a member of WBAI.
Show some love.
And get this premium right now.
I mean, look at how inspired Byron has been over the last couple of years doing this show, getting to the point where he has his own show, this whole Facebook, I don't know,
debacle.
But the fact that Byron is making a difference in everyone's lives, By every day he gets up and he puts out there, hey, this is what's going on, this is what I feel is important, and tapping, wanting to do that. And if it wasn't for this show, putting that little bug in Byron, who knows if that would have happened. So that's how vital having this station is.
We put the bug in Byron.
He put the bug in Byron.
So I delight in doing Night Shift. Really,
we put the bug in Byron, and now he delights.
I've done this show it's really contagious. I'm loving it. Night Shift. It's my favorite show.
Couldn't get a better creative source.
That's right. That'll be our pitch for 2016. Night Shift, the creative source.
Of you comes like a wave, takes me back to lazy days. Endless talks about a plan, synchronizing silences. Still don't get the drift. Our love can make us clear. Why did we hesitate?
DGM Byron. They said it couldn't be done.
Freedom's when you have to live, but you decide to stay anyway. Think I'll try to get some sleep. I know we'll find our way one day. Visions of my lifetime, every time I think of you. You're just a kiss away. The scent of you comes like a wave, takes me back to lazy days. Endless talks about a plan, synchronizing silences. Still don't get the drift. Our love can make us scared. Why did we hesitate?
Romantic DGM. It's straight up. It's romantic. What do you think, Chris Griffin?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's Chris Taylor.
Oh, you know,
it's romantic.
I'll spend the whole rest when you deliver the goods to me. I will be spending the rest of the week into the weekend listening and not have to think about anything else. And then every once in a while, my head will pop up and I'll be like, "Oh wow, who is that?" And then I'll go to YouTube and I'll listen to more of their music, or I'll, you know, I'll download some cuts of their albums if I can, on iTunes and such. So, especially when I find someone, and Mike, you have turned me on to some incredibly brilliant artists.
Oh, like Lemongrass? Lemongrass?
Oh, Lemongrass and Audio Lotion. I mean, everyone out there, you are entitled to this music. You need to get it. You're going to be so happy. You're going to be like, oh, man, this is... Because we won't be talking through the music. You can just enjoy the music without hearing ours.
I'm going to give a free copy to Byron just so he can do something when he's not on Facebook.
Yeah.
That would help soothe my feelings.
Soothe your feelings, Byron.
You know, Byron?
Yes.
Did you happen to see Beyonce by chance?
Oh, I loved every second.
Did you happen to check out the controversy with the Beyonce thing?
Oh, I loved every second.
Okay, because, Mike, it is important that Byron does talk for a minute about that. Because it's kind of important because maybe you want to do a little bit later. Whenever you think the appropriate time is.
I have an opinion on it.
Mike, whenever you think the appropriate time is. But I wanted to make sure that
appropriate time.
What?
There is no appropriate time.
Well,
just pick a time to talk about.
Let me know what you think of this.
I like this a lot.
This is walking down the street music.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is like...
What kind of woman turned you on?
What kind of woman?
Chris Taylor, you with it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because it just reminded me how much I love speeches.
Oh, yes.
You know, because he sounds a little bit like Martin just for half a second
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I just,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and I just thought to myself, you know, there must be something wrong with me because I love going to YouTube and pulling up, like, you know, speeches by Martin or Malcolm and all this other stuff. You know, I don't know. Just, and, you know, Robert F. Kennedy and old speeches. There's something just inherently... My brain, I think. I don't know why. So anyway, that's what it reminded me of. Yeah. I love Robert F. Kennedy's speeches. I just don't know why. He starts talking and I get lost. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Women.
kind of woman turned you on. I love them women.
Women who lived without men, except for a few days each year, who lived in a country of their own, when women were women.
Griffin.
Oh, I'm totally with it. Wow.
Chris Taylor.
You with it.
Hey, Chris. Griffin.
Yes.
Do you groove on some of the DGM when you're doing those insane bicycle workouts?
All the time.
So I sent you some of the collections. You've been listening, Chris Griffin?
Yes, totally. But really, it's just like it becomes this soundtrack for my life, you know, because I listen to music when I'm commuting back and forth to jobs, you know, and it's always this.
I'm pitching Chris commuting.
I'm always in a rush.
It's so funny, your whole connection, like all about it. Like, back in the day when you didn't have downloads and MP3s, all you had was some cassettes and, you know.
The Walkman.
Walkman, and, like, you know, you had to go tune by tune, and so amazing.
I miss the tapes.
You miss tapes?
I like them.
Really?
Well, it was a nostalgia, mechanical apparatus.
Yeah, it was a component. I'll tell you what I miss. I miss dats. I was into dats. I was into the whole dat thing. I'd walk around with a bag full of dats, you know.
No, yeah, problem. That was good.
And I would record. I'd have my dat recorder with me, and I'd be recording. Like, I have digital recordings of Jerry Goldsmith and you know, all kinds of, like, you know, interviews with
my pride and joy was a Walkman Pro.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I was so
Do you remember
proud
the Buddha Khan? I remember the
Yes, Buddha. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Like, do you listen from your laptop now or your phone music?
It depends. You know, when I'm working at home, I'm listening from my computer through a system that I have.
Yeah.
But if I'm, you know, in my living room, I may use the stereo. But if I'm out amongst the humans,
there's also something else wrong because I've been watching a lot of Lieutenant Columbo episodes, and I can just see Lieutenant Columbo trying to interview Mike. Mike, you see, the thing that's bothering me is that, you know, you used to listen to that, but now, let me look at my notes.
Lost my mind, Lieutenant Columbo.
Byron can relate, though, Lieutenant Columbo.
Were you a Columbo fan, Byron?
I was a Columbo fan. Absolutely. Very good, Chris.
I have a story about mechanical trees.
Mechanical trees.
Yes.
does that imply?
Oh yeah, listen, I also have some techno tango. Are you with this, Christopher? It's DGM tango.
I haven't said it. Okay, well, I just
was feeling that track. I really was. So I do want to talk about, I have both the Mechanical Trees and Story. You get to flip the light on there. Go ahead.
All right. my goodness. Okay, well, 44,000 healthy years lost.
Oh, yeah, this is the one I wanted Chris to read, but you read this
in
now.
Europe.
Now, just take a listen to this.
72,000 years could still be lost in the future.
Read that title again.
I mean,
read that again.
Read that again.
44,000 healthy years lost in Europe. 72,000 years could... Here's the summary. Because Volkswagen has committed large-scale fraud with the software in diesel engines, 9 million fraudulent cars sold in Europe and the United States from 2009 to 2015 have emitted a cumulative amount of 526 kilotons of nitrogen oxides, more than was legally allowed.
Interesting. And so, in other words, okay, the fact that they lied, 9 million cars were out there spewing out much more, and as they've been talking about, well, things are, you know, the global warming is much more rapid than we anticipated, and even Germany was part of that. In place, Byron, what wins out in the end is greed.
That's it. Exactly.
What wins out in the end, it's like, okay, we can just let it look like it says the right thing. So please, read that article. I think it's very significant. And
it goes on to say that the Volkswagen fraud environmental impact in Europe than in the United States. More Volkswagens were sold and the population density is higher. Environmental scientists have now provided an estimate of the public health consequences caused by this fraud. Wow.
That was the kind of world we made.
Keep going, Byron, please, because there's some bullet points in there.
Well, yes.
And on the back, please.
Yes, so see, because Volkswagen has committed large-scale fraud with the software and diesel engines, 9 million have been sold in Europe.
Read that already,
I already read that.
Here, do you want me to take over the story, Brian? You,
no, I got it.
Okay, talk to me.
All right.
Because you just had some sugar, and I don't know if...
Because they always do that in the second paragraph.
Yes.
According to the calculations of Rick Oplenkamp, Rosalie Van Zelm, and Mark Weibretz, 45,000 life years were lost due to ill health.
45,000 life years.
Life years.
Now that's how they kill you, how quickly it'll kill you. So run that, read me that figure again.
Yes, they estimate 45,000 life years were lost due to ill health or early death, of which 44,000 in Europe and almost 7,000 in the United States are associated with inhalation of fine dust due to the extra nitrogen oxides
being
emitted
spewed
by the
diesel
atmosphere. Engines.
Wow, they said diesel was clean.
Yes,
and they
yes.
lied.
Wow.
Yes. And people bought into it.
And it was determined that those engines had been tampered with. If Volkswagen does not recall the cars that were tampered with, another 72,000.
That's how they spin it. Oh, they were tampered. No, we some a really busy saboteur.
Here's what's really scary.
He had a lot of people helping him. What?
Here's what's really scary: that you put this technology in that they just that they happen to
right, come and with. Then they lie. Yes,
right. But you put this technology in. It's just scary in itself. Yeah. What else is out there that has questionable technology built in?
Facebook.
Or anything else in the phones or whatever. And who knows? I mean, I don't know anymore,
I think the scary part is that these corporations really don't care about how long their lives are. It's just...
profit in the next
quarter. How much they can have right now.
Yes.
Well, the problem is, Chris, is that... I have a love-hate relationship with Apple, but... There are
don't even get me going with Apple.
You can get
don't even are, get me going.
There, there are mixers that are 75, 80 years old that you can go buy at the Goodwill store and bring it home and plug it in, and the thing works as good as it did when it was made 75, 80 years ago. However, Apple, you buy something in 5 years, good luck with that. I know the arc of technology is something that can't be, it's not sustainable.
Listen to me. There's a term.
I know it's planned obsolescence. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yes.
I'm not educated. I just proved it.
No, I'm just saying. Planned obsolescence, it didn't used to be. It used to be, they used to spin it like, we stand behind our products, it'll be there forever. Maytag salesman, he gets no, he never works, you know. That was how a company would pride itself.
Right.
Not anymore. Now it's like, we got the latest thing you needed.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the problem is, the latest thing is, they're already into the things 3 years ahead. So what you're buying right now is basically old technology.
Please.
Say it.
No, I concur. So, Byron, you were nodding. Chris, you were waving. What were you going to say?
I was agreeing with what you were saying.
All right, so Byron, you had the other bullet point.
Well, yes, the other bullet point is Europe suffers the most. The paper is the first study to specify European health impacts and confirms two earlier studies focusing on the impact in the United States. And we find an even more devastating impact in Europe. That goes on to say many more fraudulent Volkswagens were sold here and in a more densely populated area. So the European health impact of the fraud is much larger. The authors calculate that more than 95% of the health impacts occurred in Europe. Heavy sales of Volkswagen in Europe is what it amounts to.
It's interesting because I've been watching Mr. Robot. These are corporate ethics. This is what we're up against. This is what it is to live in a free, you know, capitalist society. You know, this is what it is. This is how it is. And now it's global. So it's like, not only can we, you know, lie to our countrymen, we can lie to the world. Everybody can be spewing. And they'll never know. Hand me that cigar.
So, I would have played this track to you. This is an interesting track.
They'll never know.
Tell me that. I may never meet my grandkids anyway. All right, you ready? This is some different DGM.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, this is Amado, Chisi Chesal, this is Amado, Chisi Chesal, Agafari, Ida Gizal, Yachindigis, Ucha Uche, Kedin Kalga, Tegel Vite, Yachirin Kalga, Amelenya, Yalandiso, Atasanya, oh yeah, oh yeah, good day, Joatano, the money, oh yeah, oh yeah, the last thing I kiss me as a man,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, good day, Oh yeah, yeah, get that me
feeling alright, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright now, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling alright now, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, good day, Joe, I can't know the money. Come,
no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I know.
What do you think? Nice.
I saw something. They saw something.
Chris Taylor, are you liking this track?
Oh, if everybody's got to be. They've got
to. I mean, how can you not be like, all right, I have to have this, I have to have that. There's so much on here that like,
yeah, the knowledge is, you can't put a price on the knowledge. Like, all that just right at your fingertips. All you can do, all you have to do is just click on this and then look at that and go, oh, that's who that is. That's the name of that song.
71 tracks.
Let me explore some new great artists.
35 Pledge right now gets 71 tracks of DGM damn good music. That's what it's all about, people. $35 membership to WBAI. Help it.
And just ask for the Winter DGM 2016.
212-209-2950. That's the number to call to make your pledge. Thank you for making that pledge. Hey, thank you. Thank you. That's right. You know who you are. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what we need to see here.
Yeah, Byron's pumping out the love.
Pumping out the love.
Byron does, Mike. Byron's pumps out the love. As Byron calls it, come get the love lollipop.
Everybody gets one. That doesn't sound right.
I wake up, I'm at Mike's house. So if that happens to you and you close your eyes, you listen to the BGM and you wind up at Mike's house, don't be surprised. It's just part of the effect.
You wake up and then you hear my voice in the background goes, hello, you're in the air.
Hello, you're in the air. Hello.
And I, you know, I didn't write this. I didn't put the sound bites in there except for the, you know, the one that you know. So I figured they have to. Wasn't it really good?
Yeah, that was my arrival music.
Your arrival music. I understand. Chris is here. So Chris is here. Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
Were you with that last track?
Oh, I was at your house. I'm taking the cat and I'm pillaging everything I can get out of the refrigerator and everything. I'm not sure. I just, it transported me.
I understand.
Yeah. Yes, I was with.
So, Byron Saunders.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have to get close to your mic. You pull your mic to you just a little bit there, Byron.
I'm here. That's it. I'm on top of it.
And you're on top of
yes,
it?
Yes, sir.
Are you on top?
Yeah.
Byron.
I'm in charge.
Byron's on top of it.
Yeah. Anyway, is that better?
That's a little better.
Okay. Yeah. I like this very much.
You like this?
Yes.
Now, I want to know what you picture.
Excellent. I was waiting for the spy music.
Exactly. Exactly. Here it comes.
It sounds like the woman last time in the last DGM. I'm trying to remember the sound had that Barry.
Oh yes.
Sound to it.
Yeah, well, the Barry sound has influenced a number of groups. You know, that we've had. That Barry sound is definitely. What do you think of this, Chris? You with it?
Oh, awesome, dude! Awesome. Because every tune is its own vibe. It's just like
yeah, that's the point. Every tune hopefully just takes you somewhere for a minute. You're like, oh, where am I now? Oh, I'm in the limo with Byron. Where are we going, Byron?
Let's take a ride along the seashore. Around sunset.
Byron's got a plan.
Yes.
Okay. He's taking us to Chris's new club.
That's right.
So you gotta know which Chris we're talking about. If it's Chris Griffin, it'd be the new fitness club. Wait, what are we gonna say, Chris?
I know. For some reason, it's me leaving Manhattan.
Leaving Manhattan. I'm with that.
Yeah. Let me know. Yeah, it's definitely
a
League of Manhattan vibe.
Getting out of the city. the dialogue, you know, it's like she's an alien. Still have a story?
Yes.
You have another story. You have another story because I have two more here.
Well, let Byron talk about the very quickly. Byron, talk about the Beyonce thing because I know he wants.
Yeah, I'm
to,
very curious. I don't know exactly.
The controversy was that Beyonce did a piece in which she and her dancers dressed in Black Panther style outfits and made political commentary in bits and pieces with some of her dancers holding signs in protest of incarcerated brothers and sisters, wrongful deaths all across the country, Black Lives Matter, principally. Well,
during the halftime show in the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl.
I love it.
And that's and
that's the controversy.
That's the controversy because
is it a platform?
And their question was, is it an appropriate platform for her to do a political statement? Well, in essence, you know, what she says was.
You mean like Sinead O'Connor ripping a picture of the Pope kind of thing?
Even worse than that, because it's like a challenging notion that you can't make a statement. With all the other commercials, you're paying how many, $500 million for 30 seconds, a minute commercial, and you're questioning the ethics of a group that is really saying it's about the ethics. How dare you?
One of the greatest entertainers
I've ever had. I find that inconsistent of upholding the principles of fairness and equality. And so, you know, and okay, here's the other thing. I want to just say this. Beyonce looked fabulous, and her dancers were awesome, and I loved it. And you should see the videotape that she has done that goes with it. It is just as tasteful. It still holds the same message, and it's very good. It's a great message.
And the thing was, I didn't think it was overly done in a blatant fashion.
No.
It was done respectively. It was
well
symbolic.
Integrated into the whole, you know.
Oh, it was awesome. It was so awesome. There shouldn't even be a discussion.
I said, get over it.
You know, exactly.
Get over it. There's nothing you can say out of this except nice things because it's saying she was speaking the truth about something that her music, not their music. Her music. You featured her. You didn't feature yourself. You featured her. So her statement is her music, and it was well done. Thank you, Beyonce. And you know what?
Very entertaining.
Here's the other thing. That very same day, Jay-Z and Beyonce gave to Black Lives Matter a $1.5 million
donation.
One of the greatest entertainers I've ever had the pleasure of listening to.
Speaks
I first
very
met
large.
This marvelous gentleman back at Folk City, way down in the old Folk City, where the parking lot is now. Without further ado, ladies, the great blues recording artist. Here he is.
Chris Taylor, what do you think of this version of this song?
Kind of James Bond.
Oh, it's very James Bondy. It is very James Bondy. All right, you're enjoying this, Chris Griffin?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
I like to do this every now and then on a compilation. I'm going to go now to a different CD, but. Hold on a second.
This is all on the 71.
This is all on there. Everything. Here we go. Here's the full.
Wow.
Yes.
More.
I have another version of that song. As much as you like that, I'd like to know what you think of this version that I have here coming up here for you. If this will load.
And, Byron?
Yes, Mike.
Do you have a final story?
Well, I got at least two, I think. Okay, hallucinogen may protect against intimate partner violence. What? A hallucinogen may protect against intimate partner violence. This is like an anti-rape
pill. A hallucinogen?
Pill. Anti-rape pill? Is this what they're suggesting? Here's a summary.
Quite.
Hallucinogen research gains traction, suggests class of substance could be therapeutic for problem behaviors, including intimate partner violence.
This is disturbing.
Mm-hmm. According to one researcher. Okay.
Are you with it following this, Chris?
Well, anyway, a body of evidence suggests that substances such as psilocybin may have a range of clinical indications, although we're attempting to better understand how or why these substances may be beneficial. One explanation is that they can transform people's lives by providing profoundly meaningful spiritual experiences that highlight what matters most. Often, people are stuck. They're struck by the realization that behaving with compassion and kindness toward others is high on the list of what really matters.
That's
mind
interesting.
Control.
Mind control. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Hallucinogens.
Wow. Hallucinogen.
That's wow. Just mind-blowing, in my opinion.
Dope them up.
All right, you ready for this interesting version? So you loved that last version. You loved it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So check this out.
You got me horny in the morning and you know, I tried to call you but I can't find the telephone. I sent a message through the internet but it rejected. I wrote a letter and I suppose the post it takes so long. So I've got to sing this song to let you know how I feel. What's the deal, baby? And I came with you and the things you make me do. My heart is ringing and I'm singing this song to you. I'm horny, 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 horny.
I'm sorry, wrong song, sorry.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah,
I was going to say, wrong song, sorry.
That's definitely a departure.
It's a different departure now. I'm sorry, but it's the same kind of feeling there. No, hold on. I'll get there.
We've got 26 minutes to go. I don't know. Can we make it?
Well, I was like what she was singing about, though.
Yeah, right.
I had no problem with it.
Mike's eating donuts again.
No, you know what it is? This thing, when it shows more tracks than there are, so you're not really.
Guys, does he do this when you go over to watch a movie? Does he do the same thing? Does he get like, oh, I want to show you this, and it's like, oh, yeah, not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. See?
Liar!
I know that's how he is. He's like, oh, that's not the right DVD in the box. What's that doing in there? You know? Alice in Wonderland or something, and you guys are going over to watch Star Wars.
You go to hell.
Yeah. Is it playing, Mike?
Yes, here we go. Hold on.
Honey, in the morning, and you know, I tried to call you, but I can't find the telephone. I sent a message through the internet, but it rejected.
No, that's not. I'm sorry. I gotta find it here. Just give me a second. It doesn't come out the way it's supposed to here. It's my list is worthless, so I really have to kind of go through it. But I'll find it. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better straighten it out there, Senior Sergeant.
I will.
Okay.
We have a little bit of time.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, while you're doing that, can I bring up something that's kind of heavy?
Okay.
So what's kind of heavy is, I don't know if you've heard this, Mike, but do you know where the Indian Point nuclear power plant is? It's right up the river over there in below Peekskill, New York there. Mm-hmm. But right up the river from you guys. Did you know that they're investigating a cause of a spike in radioactivity in the ground. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. Go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah, that's what's going on. The radiation protection specialist was expected to arrive at Indian Point on Monday. They have detected last week record levels of tritanium, a radioactive isotope of hydrogen, in water under the plant. So,
interesting.
Pretty scary.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah.
And I feel for all everyone living up in that area, but this is scary times. And, yeah, it doesn't surprise anyone. But, you know, if it's leaking in the water, that water comes down to New York. You follow? That went to the Hudson River. That goes straight, bringing all that down. So, something to think about. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it to everyone's attention if they don't already know. Go up online, Google, and read for yourself.
That's not the track, but I get that's a hypnotic track there, by the way. Byron, you got a story right there.
I have one in front of me that height influences risks of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. The relationship of the worldwide increase in height with the development of leading chronic non-communicable diseases has been revealed in a new article. You see, tall people have a lower risk for cardiovascular disease.
Tall people?
Yes. And
what?
That's right. We have diabetes. A lower risk. Right. But stuff's more spread out.
But you have a higher risk of cancer.
Great. Just great.
Wow.
There it is.
That's like the choice between sweet and low and NutraSweet. One causes cancer, the other causes brain damage. It's brain damage, cancer.
Oh, man.
Go with sugar. Go with sugar.
Make your choice.
Who's the sugar foot over there? Sugar foot. Come on. We love you, Sugar Byron.
No, he's Byron Sugar Bear Sunday.
That's right.
You remember that commercial? Can't have enough sugar. That's Byron. That was Byron. He's just retired now. He doesn't do the commercials.
No longer. So, yes, your height has something to do with it. No, that's amazing.
It is interesting.
Yes, sir.
Byron Saunders.
Wow.
I could see those mice and Cinderella singing about you, Byron.
Well, it's after midnight, so.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and the mice can.
That's now pumpkin pie.
So I think doing what you do, does it make any sense to you that?
No, actually, I mean, actually, I never heard that.
But it's new.
Yeah, somehow it's affecting chemistry.
Mike, Chris Griffin is going to bury us all. I mean, going to live until he's 95.
He'll be at like the last one. He's like, I told them.
Yeah.
Mr. Fitness.
His heart rate will be like 32, and he'll be sitting there, listening to music going.
Exactly. Wow, he'll be like, it sucks. It sucks being healthy because you outlive all your friends.
Yeah, but but it's got its disadvantages too.
Yeah, what's that? Tell me, outliving your friends, what?
Well, no, sometimes going a little overboard and testing your body and then there being,
you know,
ramification.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Yeah, come on, man. When have you ever over tested? Look, you're in incredible shape. Your heart rate is always like 52.
Yeah, but it's also a testament to medical field technology, because I actually had a condition called atrial fibrillation that I had. You know, they went in there and they did a procedure called a cardiac ablation, and they shut off some veins in one of the chambers, and that was creating this condition, which is like, you know, tachycardia, and alleviated, corrected it, and they go in through the vein to the groin with a catheter, and it travels through the vein into your heart in the chamber. And then it emits this very, you know, hot temperature. And then they keep you cool, you know, with a lot of fluids. And then they ablate the veins. They shut them down.
Wow. I didn't know that. Mike didn't tell me that.
And now I'm like, great, no problem.
All right, so you're going to live to 90 then. Okay.
All right.
Not 95. You've come 5 years off for that, you know.
This is not the track, but this is a nice track. This is very, like, you're home, it's Saturday, this, you know.
How long has it been since you've slept?
Different vibe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, totally different vibe.
But it's nice, right?
It's, yeah.
Like, no, it's, you don't ever.
Yeah. Well, there's so much stuff on here. Our Brian.
You're born with good ears, so to speak.
Well, thank you, sir.
DGM.
You know a hit. You know a hit when you hear it.
I don't know if it's a hit, but I like it. Byron.
DGM.
Can you read this one? This is the one I really wanted Chris to read.
Oh, Lord, yes. Mechanical trees swaying in the wind.
Mechanical trees swaying.
Turning good vibrations.
I can see Shatner doing it as a poem.
Generators.
Mechanical trees swaying in the wind.
A project is testing whether high-tech objects that look at a bit like artificial trees can generate renewable power when they are shaken by the wind or by the sway of the tail building.
Mechanical Trees is a good name for a band.
Yeah, is a, by sway of the tail building, traffic on, on bridge or even seismic activity. Oh, well.
So not only can they gain power, but they can sense seismic activity and predict, help predict seismic activity. Let me see this, Mark.
Pretty much so.
Let me see this. Where is it? Here it is. Let me see this here. It says, the first idea of using tree devices to capture the wind and vibration energies may seem straightforward because real trees obviously dissipate energy when they sway. Other research groups have tested the effectiveness of similar tree structures using idealized, that is, not random, vibrations. But until now, researchers haven't made ambient vibrations. That's the name of the first album, Ambient Vibrations, with tree-shaped electromechanical device, mainly because it was assumed that random forces of nature wouldn't be very suitable for generating the consistent oscillations that yield useful electrical energies. So what they did is they tested the mathematical model in an experiment where they built a tree-like device out of two steel beams, and one was a tree trunk, the other a branch, connected by a strip of electromechanical material. That's, I'm going to try and pronounce this, polyvinylidene fluoride. That's PVDF. To convert the structural oscillations into electrical energy. A strip of electromechanical material. That's kind of fantastic. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
They installed the model on a tree device that shook it back and forth at high frequency. At first, the eye and the tree didn't seem to move because the device oscillated on only small amplitudes at a high frequency. Regardless, the PVDF produced a small voltage from the motion of about 0.8 volts. Then they added noise to the system as if the tree were being randomly nudged slightly more one way or the other, and then they began doing all these things, and they basically found that they could generate power.
Yes. Could you imagine that?
The like random like a blowing
a bank, of
the
a bank of
yes,
trees.
Yes, that's the vision.
And they now this these trees would be the motion wouldn't be detectable by a human eye.
Right, exactly.
So
but
it's like you're standing just as
it's
bank
just
of
like
trees
a bank of mechanical trees.
I love that. It's another cool concept
fantastic.
For generators.
It's fantastic. That's life is like science fiction, as far as I'm concerned. Do you concur, Chris Taylor?
Yes, I do.
It's just. Fantastic. All right.
You know, I always like the generators from Big Hero 6.
A Big Hero
remember
6.
Those, remember
yes,
those
yes,
generators,
yes, they
you know,
do.
So like blimps?
Yes, yes. That was an interesting concept.
So out of the way and then.
Yes. Did you see Big Hero 6, Chris?
No.
Animated. It's Pixar. It's very good. You should see it.
Mm. Well, it's excellent, Chris. Excellent.
It's really good.
Really?
Byron saw it.
It is Pixar grade.
Wow. You say it's good. Good.
It's time to listen to Sponsored Radio.
Favorite show.
212-209-2950. Make a $35 pledge. You can get all of this damn good music that you hear in the background. We call it DGM. This is our DGM Winter 2016 collection. Just say, I want Winter DGM 2016. It's going to take you somewhere. Get over 70 tracks, 71 tracks, over 8 hours of music. I didn't even play what I had from. I'll play one track because Chris wasn't here last week, just for you to see just what was there. But I'm gonna see if I can find this cut just before we go. But are you with this, Chris Taylor?
Oh, I love this. This is one of my favorites. It's nice. Like the evening right here.
It's good. It's so good. Chris Taylor, you still there?
That's a journey.
Totally with that.
I'm totally with it.
Okay, let's see.
An eclipse.
I'm totally with it.
Hits you so much grander. So it's like comparing a sunset to a thunderstorm. It overwhelms you with the drama of all these natural phenomena. But it comes and suffuses you with some feeling. And so it's irresistible, I think.
To get 212-209-2950. $35 pledge, winter DGM 2016. Oh yeah, and I have that this is from I played that for you last week as well. I put in the wrong CD. I'm going to give you the right CD now.
I guess we're going to have to watch Alice in Wonderland instead of Star Wars. I put in the wrong DVD, everybody. That's the way it goes.
You go to hell.
So yeah. Who is your best character in Star Wars, Chris?
Which, the last one?
Yes.
Yes, here it is. Here it is. Here's
the what it Force Awakens.
I found it. I found it.
Ren.
Ren,
okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But it's not my favorite.
Chris is a scavenger, so he gets the whole thing, like scavenging and looking for
treasure. You know, I like that. I like the bar scene, the weird E.T. character, you know, whatever her name was. The weird
Maz Katana. Oh, Maz Katana, yeah. Okay, yeah. My favorite character was the Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon.
That's right.
For best supporting.
Yeah. How many times have you seen it, Chris?
Seven.
You've seen it seven times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Byron, how many times have you seen it?
Oh, let's see. almost that many, I would imagine.
Don't lie, you've seen Byron. It 7 times, too.
At least.
Don't lie, Byron.
I'm serious. I'm very serious. Wow. when it's on, and if there's nothing.
No, the new one, not the original, you fool.
Which
Phantom. I mean, the
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
The new Star Wars.
I've seen it. Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, he's asking how many times have you seen it.
Seven.
The new Star Wars. You did not see seven.
Okay, all right.
Liar!
At least three times, okay.
Leave alone, Mike. He's in his own world.
Qualify at least three times. And I loved it.
If they was to come to you and ask, what would you say?
He's so busy sending out information that he can't be bothered with our conversation.
Like seven, whatever it is, multiplied by seven.
I've seen it 7 times. What are you?
I see everything 7 times. It's my lucky number.
I can't wait for the new alien. That's all I can.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Now, Prometheus.
Now, Prometheus. Now, they're doing a sequel of the prequel and a sequel of the a continuation sequel, right?
Right. Yeah.
So they're giving us one of each.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm waiting too. You know, I'm very excited. I like that whole.
All right. Well, we've got a few more minutes, and you can still make a pledge at 212.
Yes, please. 209-2950.
Make a pledge. This DGM, we send the CD to you for free. It's supporting DBBAI. We send it to you as sort of like a sampler, a portal, a gateway, so you can find out about these artists yourself.
Exactly. Show how much you care about this show. How much you care about BAI.
And you can go to online at WBAI.org and just, you know, get the Winter DGM 2016 right there.
Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Be a part of the community.
Make a pledge.
We are all one, everybody. We are all together. We are the 99%.
99.5 FM.
Yeah.
This is a good track, right?
Great track. I can't wait, Mike. You're going to send it to me. I'm going to be listening to it for days. Oh, I love it.
What? Okay.
This whole thing now. The summer DGM, you're going to send it to me right away,
okay,
and I'm going to...
Okay, everybody get together and put the hands
can't
together
wait.
And do something like this now. Come on, give me a music.
I am crazy. You know what I'm saying, Byron? Yeah. I'm crazy, man.
Okay.
Much love, Byron. All my love to you, Chris Griffin, Byron, Mr. Sargent.
You're exiting?
No, we're leaving in like two minutes. Thank you. I don't want to forget.
But you know, Chris, it was great.
Early.
Yeah. It's been fantastic, man.
Oh man, I miss you, Chris. I listened to old tapes when you were on the show, and you.
Oh man,
totally make me laugh.
That's there are like some of my greatest moments.
You know, you're like she grabs her chest when she's going down an alien. Alien 3 sucks.
Well, you know what, Chris? Actually. Yeah. With age, I guess, you know, change of opinions. I actually like Alien 3 now.
What, the director's cut? The director's cut?
Yes, right.
The director's cut.
Yes.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Wow.
Well, I haven't seen the director's cut.
And right, you know, because it doesn't have all the technology, of course, you know, it's actually a departure and just, you know, gritty and it's sad, really. I think it was an appropriate death for Ripley also.
Yeah, no, you know what? I could see what you're saying now that I've seen them all probably 50 times.
All the characters were pretty well, fleshed out, I think.
Director's cut is superior to the original cut, and you got to take your hats off that. At the time, though, we were so hardcore. I think we were in the mood for something different, and he had a different vision, and we needed to catch up to his.
Well, no, there's a lot more than that. A lot of stuff got cut out that was in there. And supposedly, the director's cut. Is that what you watched, the new with that half hour put back? A lot of things make sense because a lot of things just didn't make sense.
Right.
In that movie, it's like, oh, all of a sudden we're here. All of a sudden this is happening, you know.
So, yeah, that's true.
So that might have been part of the problem. Well, you've been listening to Night Shift. This has been.
Wow.
A lot.
DGM. 212-209-2950. That's the number to call.
That's right. You got 1 minute
just
left.
Come on. Get that pledge in right now. Thank you so very much for that pledge. 212-209-2950. 71 good music. Yes. Best Buy